Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says counter-terror operations targeting terrorist infrastructure and funding must continue in mission mode. Government unveils district-led textile transformation plan to boost exports and create job opportunities. Centre unveils 235 crore rupee port projects in Tamil Nadu to strengthen state's maritime capacity. Second edition of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 to begin today in New Delhi. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw to confer Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 upon 100 railway officials in New Delhi. 26 shields to be presented to best performing railway zones. And in cricket, Women's Premier League to begin in Navi Mumbai this evening. Mumbai Indians to take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the opening match. And now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that counter-terror operations targeting terrorist infrastructure and terror financing must continue in a mission mode. Chairing a high-level security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Shah asserted that all resources will be made available to achieve the goal of a terror-free J&K at the earliest. Mr. Shah directed all security agencies to remain alert and continue to work in synergy to ensure that the gains achieved after abrogation of Article 370 are sustained. The meeting was attended by J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, IB Director Tapan Kupar Dega, and the Chief Secretary and DGP of the Union Territory. Heads of Central Armed Police Forces and other senior officers were also present in the meeting. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is committed to lasting peace in J&K and completely eliminating terrorism. The Ministry of Textiles has unveiled the district-led textile transformation initiative in the National Textile Ministers' Conference in Guwahati yesterday. According to the Ministry of Textiles, it is a strategic initiative designed to catalyze inclusive and sustainable growth across the country's textile landscape. The move will also help boost exports and create job opportunities. Under the initiative, districts were categorized into champion districts and aspirational districts. Champion districts will focus on removing advanced bottlenecks. The ministry aims to transform 100 high-potential districts into global export champions and elevate 100 aspirational districts into self-reliant hubs. The centre has rolled out port infrastructure and digital governance projects worth 235 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu, aimed at strengthening the state's maritime capacity and advancing India's maritime-led growth strategy. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, launched the projects while addressing the Viksit Bharat Viksit Ports program in Chennai yesterday. He said the initiatives reflect the centre's focus on building climate-resilient, digitally enabled and globally competitive ports while improving safety and ease of doing business. The second edition of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 will begin today in New Delhi. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya announced this while addressing media in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said the formal opening ceremony will be held tomorrow in the presence of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace at the concluding ceremony on the 12th of this month. Mr. Mandaviya said that more than 2,500 youth from across the country and abroad will participate in the four-day event. He said that ISRO astronauts Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and Group Captain Prasanth Nair will interact with the participants, while Indian women's cricket team Captain Harmanpreet Kaur will take part in a fireside interaction. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will confer the 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 upon 100 railway officials and present 26 shields to the best performing railway zones in New Delhi today. The prestigious awards are being given in recognition of exemplary service and outstanding contributions to the Indian Railways. The Ministry of Railway said that 26 shields will be awarded to personnel who played a critical role in ensuring safe and seamless railway operations during large-scale events such as the Mahakumbh. Defence Minister and Lucknow MP Rajnath Singh will visit his parliamentary constituency today to inaugurate the Ashok Leyland Electric Vehicle Factory in Sarojini Nagar area. Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari and H.T. Kumaraswamy are also expected to grace the occasion. Uttar Pradesh government had signed an MOU with Ashok Leyland in September 2023, issued the letter of intent in January 2024, and thereafter the world-class plant was established in just 14 months. More from our correspondent.
This state-of-the-art facility, a first of its kind for the region, has been established with a significant investment of around rupees 1500 crores and positions Lucknow at the forefront of India's EV manufacturing landscape. Established at Sarojini Nagar Extension 1 Industrial Area, formerly the Scooters India site, the plant is dedicated exclusively to electric vehicle manufacturing. One of the key features of the plant is the Nalanda Skill Development Center, which focuses on training women. Plant head Shakti Singh Yadav said that apart from job creation to thousands of people, the plant will also benefit, creating a wider economic impact in the region. In the initial phase, about 1,000 workers will be required to manufacture 2,500 buses annually. As production increases, total employment, including direct and indirect jobs, is expected to reach nearly 10,000. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the projects of power sector reviewed under Pragati mechanism.
In the power sector, project delays are often attributed to a combination of administrative, technical, regulatory, and natural factors such as issues related to land acquisition, forest and defense clearances, and difficult terrain. Under the Pragati ecosystem of multiple layers, 237 power projects worth 10.53 lakh crore rupees have been reviewed at various levels which are commissioned. A total of 53 power projects worth 4.12 lakh crores have been reviewed. These 53 reviewed projects include 27 transmission, 14 thermal, 9 hydro and 3 coal mines projects. Out of these, 43 delayed projects worth 3 lakh crore rupees are now commissioned and rest are at advanced stages of commissioning. Few major projects reviewed and fast-tracked under Pragati are Gadarwara Super Thermal Power Project in Madhya Pradesh and Khetri Narela Transmission Project. Prime Minister has emphasized on the need for strengthening the reforms so that delays in projects do not arise. The Pragati-led monitoring has led to minimizing interdepartmental delays, significantly improving execution power projects. With Pallavi Parmar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Somnath Swabhiman Parv, currently underway at the first Jyotirling, is a grand celebration of a thousand-year history of resilience and faith. Central to this festival is the legacy of the legendary martyr Hamirji Gohil, whose supreme sacrifice to defend the temple remains a cornerstone of India's national identity. We have a report from our correspondent.
The shores of Somnath are currently echoing with the saga of Hamirji Gohil, the brave prince of Lachi. Historical accounts recalled his solemn resolve to protect the sacred Shivlinga when invading army of Zafar Khan attacked the shrine. Choosing duty over his throne and newly wed wife, Hamirji led a determined force against a massive invading army. He was joined in by valiant warriors like Vegadaji Bhil, marking a historic alliance of bravery. Today, his memorial and grand statue at temple's main entrance stand as a testament to this selfless sacrifice. In his book Somnath, the Shrine Eternal, K.M. Munshi describes such valor as a lifeblood of India's cultural pride. The ongoing Swabhiman Parva aims to instill the spirit of Asmita and national pride among the younger generation. A major highlight of this festival is the Shauri Yatra scheduled for 11th January, featuring 108 horsemen. The procession will commence from the statue of Hamirji, symbolizing the continuing of his heroic legacy. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Kerala, avian influenza has been confirmed in 4 panchayats of Allapura district, Ambalapura North, Ambalapura South, Karuvatta and Pallipad. As part of the containment measures, scientific culling of domestic birds within a 1 kilometer radius of the outbreak centers will be carried out today and tomorrow, involving around 13,785 birds. The district collector has imposed a 1-week ban on the use, sale and transportation of domestic birds, eggs, meat and related products within a 10-kilometer surveillance zone. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said European leaders should take President Donald Trump seriously on Greenland. Mr. Vance said that Greenland is important for global missile defense as hostile adversaries are showing interest in the region. He warned that if Europe does not strengthen security there, the U.S. may be forced to act. U.S. Vice President Vance said Secretary of State Marco Rubio would meet the leaders of Denmark and Greenland next week to convey these concerns. His remarks came amid European leaders rejecting Trump's renewed remarks about Greenland, asserting that Arctic security must be addressed collectively.
I guess my advice to European leaders and anybody else would be to take the President of the United States seriously. What has he said about Greenland? Set to the side the crazy overreactions that I've seen from the press and from certain people in Europe. What has the President said? Number one, Greenland is really important, not just to America's missile defense, but to the world's missile defense. Number two, we know that there are hostile adversaries that have shown a lot of interest in that particular territory, that particular slice of the world. So what we're asking our European friends to do is to take the security of that landmass more seriously.
On to sports. In cricket, the much-awaited fourth season of Women's Premier League 2026 is set to begin today. Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on defending champions Mumbai Indians in the opening clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The T20 tournament will begin with a grand opening ceremony ahead of the match. Several celebrities, including Yo-Yo Honey Singh, Jacqueline Fernandez and Harnaaz Sandhu, will perform during the ceremony. This edition of the Women's Premier League will be played across 2 venues, Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai and the BCA Stadium in Vadodara. In badminton, PV Sindhu will take on third-seeded Japanese Akane Yamaguchi in the quarterfinal of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur today. In men's doubles, pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on the Indonesian duo of MS Fikri and F. Alfian in the quarterfinals today, while Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty bowed out of the tournament. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. Highlighting India should present a unique AI model to the world, the statesman quotes Prime Minister Modi at an AI startup roundtable saying, Indian AI models should be ethical, unbiased, transparent, reflecting the spirit of made in India, made for the world. 61,000 crorepati taxpayers added in last 1 year, reports the Economic Times. Global climate efforts hits as US pulls out from key bodies, says Hindustan Times. A headline in the Times of India states, EPFO to soon enable advance withdrawals via Bheem app. Rooftop restaurants, cafes set to welcome commuters and residents at Namo Bharat train stations, giving a world-class experience to the visitors, notes the Pioneer. And finally, in a first of its kind, study researchers have discovered that yoga can dramatically speed up recovery from opioid withdrawal symptoms, writes the Tribune under the headline, Yoga Cuts Opioid Recovery Time by Half. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says counter-terror operations targeting terrorist infrastructure and funding must continue in mission mode. Government unveils district-led textile transformation plan to boost exports and create job opportunities. Centre unveils 235 crore rupee port projects in Tamil Nadu to strengthen state's maritime capacity. Second edition of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 to begin today in New Delhi. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw to confer Ati Vishishta Railway Seva Puraskar 2025, 26 shields to be presented to best performing railway zones. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.